Story number 9. Do whales have stomach aches? My younger brother is called Fred. Fred's very interested in animals. He talks and asks questions about animals all the time. Fred's very interested in parrots and pandas and lions and leopards and rabbits. But Fred's favorite animals live in the sea. He has pictures of whales, dolphins, sharks, and octopuses on all the walls of his bedroom. Fred doesn't stop talking when I'm doing my homework or when Mom is trying to read quietly. Fred never stops talking. "Shh, Fred," we have to say sometimes. Last Saturday, Fred wanted to go to the library to get a book called The Most Interesting Animals in the World. And then he wanted to go to the video shop to get a DVD called Leopard Spots. But Mom said, "No, Fred, I want Aunt Jane to come and look at you. You've got lots of little red spots on your face." Aunt Jane is a doctor. She knows all about red spots. Fred looked in the mirror. "They don't hurt," he said. "Do you know, Mom? Leopards have spots. And there's a kind of dog called a Dalmatian that has hundreds of spots too." "Yes, I know," Mom said. When Aunt Jane arrived, she asked Fred, "Have you got any spots on your arms or your back or shoulders?" "No," Fred said. "Octopuses have got 8 arms." "Did you know that, Aunt Jane? They've got 3 hearts too." "Have they?" Aunt Jane said. "Can I look into your ear with my little flashlight now?" "And do you know, Aunt Jane, a blue whale is the biggest animal in the world?" Fred said. "Yes, Fred," Aunt Jane said. "But can I look in your eyes now?" "That's right, look up." "Good. And down." "And dolphins are the cleverest animals in the sea," Fred said. Aunt Jane said. "Have you got a cold or a cough?" "No," Fred answered and started talking again. "Sharks are the most dangerous kind of fish. And when a shark loses a tooth, another tooth grows. Do you think sharks have toothaches sometimes?" "Fred, stop talking, please. I want to look in your mouth now." "Say ah." "Fred, ah," Fred said, and then started talking again. "And dolphins are good at bouncing balls on their heads. Do you think they have headaches sometimes?" "I don't know, Fred," Aunt Jane said. And she smiled at him and said, "But I know you need some medicine. You must stay at home today and tomorrow. You can go to the library to get your book and go to the video shop to get your DVD on Monday. Okay?" Aunt Jane opened a bottle of green medicine and put some on a spoon. Fred didn't like medicine. He stopped talking because he didn't want to open his mouth. "Open your mouth now, please, Fred," Aunt Jane said. But Fred didn't open his mouth. Aunt Jane had a clever idea. "Do you think whales have stomach aches sometimes, Fred?" she asked. Fred opened his mouth and started to say, "I." When Fred did that, Aunt Jane quickly put the medicine in his mouth. "That's horrible," Fred said. But then he said, "Hey, I like this medicine a lot. It's the nicest medicine in the world. Can I have some more?" Aunt Jane said, "No." She said, "You can have a glass of orange juice," Mom said. But then Fred started talking again. Whales don't drink oranges, but they do have stomachaches, I think. They have very big stomachs. Do you know they eat? Shh, Fred, I said. Shh, Fred, Mom said. And shh, Fred, Aunt Jane said.